forever.
Dog. I can't be in the medium, in the middle.
No.
I have to be in an extreme at all times.
We love that about you.
Thank
we
you.
We love that about you, sweetheart. Okay. So, basically, I...
What? No, nothing. I didn't enjoy that at all.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was cute. It kind of, like, it made my, like, gay spidey sense tingle.
Something's tingling. All right. Can I top the intro?
Top the shit out of the intro, Ashley. Let's go.
Okay, mommy.
Let's not start like that.
Dad, that's so gross. I feel like I just walked in on you guys.
What's up? Welcome to Chosen Family. It's me, Ashley, Gavin, Mac and Jemmy, Elena Joy, your mommy, daddy, and baby at the family dinner table each week, giving advice to each other, talking as a fam, and then doing your gay questions because you need a gay family. You didn't have a gay family, or maybe you were lucky and you did have one, but most of us did not have a gay family. So we were just saying this is the first time that we've all sat down together at the dinner table, and it feels so natural.
I am in shock that this is the first time that we're speaking face to face, all three of us together, because we've spoken so much online and texting and
all of that. And we've hung out a lot separately.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like this is the first time. Like, it doesn't feel like it at all.
No. And this idea was born, what, mere weeks ago? And here we are.
Mere weeks.
This was the people's idea, honestly.
Yeah,
that's
really
true.
Came,
everyone saying that we resemble a family that they never had. And so we're bringing them that.
And here
we are. We're great people. We're the best.
I'm a piece of shit. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I am the worst.
Maybe. I'm glad that we raised you with confidence, son.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. When I went to LA and Mac was there, it truly did feel like I was 9,000 years old and that my son was running around with his friends and I was like, I should not be here.
Someone literally DM'd me when I shared the screenshot of our text conversation earlier.
I should take a screenshot.
We're canceling you, right? Which I thought that was the funny part. People are DMing me being like, Ashley really is 100 years old. Look at her in her voice notes.
Okay.
Responding to everything we're saying with voice notes.
I am a woman on the run. Not from the law. That makes it sound like I committed a
You're on
crime.
The lam.
You know, I'm on the lam.
Daddy's on the lam.
I'm in the South. I'm in Virginia. I don't know if gay shit here is illegal yet. It could happen at any moment. But I like the audio notes because I can just fire them out fast. There's clarity. Mm-hmm. There's no way to misinterpret an audio note.
Yeah. I like the audio notes because back in my day,
we
spoke to each other face to face.
Okay. But Mac, your generation has the highest rate of mental illness and like all kinds of problems. You're all just miscommunicating via text.
That was an incredible deflection, first of all. Ashley.
Thank you, Mom. Mom always stands up for me and my generation. No, but you're right. Like, honestly.
Why do you think that kids don't like... This is so funny. I love this.
Why don't they like audio messages?
Yeah.
Okay, it's because, like, we want to be constantly stimulated. And if I have to sit on my text thing and listen to a minute audio message, I have to, like, sit there. Like, I can't do anything else.
That's
like,
what I was going
to
say.
Sit and listen.
Yes.
And, like, we're not used to sitting and listening, you know?
You're sick in the head.
We're used to doing stuff.
You're so
That's what it is.
Sick
That's
in
what
the
it
head.
Is. Like,
Kids
my little sister sends me those all the time. I fucking hate it. I actually hate it.
But don't you feel like you get something from an audio message that you can't get from text?
Okay, can I be the middle? This is how this is always going to go. I can already see it. You two are going to fight, and I'm going to be like, here's the middle ground. You're
my
both
boy,
right.
My boy
You're both
needs
right.
to learn. My son needs to know how tough I had it, and he has to have it that tough, or I don't know if he'll survive in the real world.
No, but
how are you going to survive in the real world if you can't listen to a one-minute audio note? When I was your age, I had to listen to an audio note forwards and backwards. Both ways.
Oh, guys, oh my god. So funny. I'm dead.
No, but like, okay, I like an audio note in certain contexts. So like when it's catching up with friends, when it's like catching up about lives, I'll send long ass voice notes, like 5 to 10 minutes, and I'm happy with that. I am, but only in those situations. It's like a once every couple of weeks thing. Not the way you're doing it, where you're sending 5-second, 8-second voice notes instead of texts.
No, she'll like, what if like, I'm with other people? Just be like, I'm on my way.
Yes.
I'm almost home. Hey guys, how's it going? How was school today, son? Like, it's the quickest shit. Like,
send it as, what if Mac is with her friends? And what, she's gonna be like, oh, can everybody just hold on a second? Just 1 second, I need to listen to a phone call? No, this isn't it's not a phone call. This is a voice note.
Can I tell you the real truth?
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah. To some degree. God, I love hearing my voice.
All right.
And actually, having everyone's full attention.
You now
attention.
Have two podcasts. Is that not enough?
No, it's not. It's not enough.
Oh, it kind of like, it kind of makes you seem cool to the people around you, though. Like, you pull out your phone and you're like, yeah, I'm on my way to the meeting. I'm just running late.
It's totally like, a status thing. I'm just I'm like voice memoing my sister. Yeah, I'm going to need that by 5 p.m. Thanks.
Recording a voice memo is status. Listening to a voice memo is embarrassing.
Oh, that's this is, bottom energy.
You're topping. Topping every person that you're sending voice notes to.
You're giving them no choice but to sit there.
Yes. Like,
completely.
You just
sit
fucking
there and
take
listen.
It. You just fucking take this audio note. You fucking take it. Hey guys, sorry, I'm just running late. If you could, if you could get started without me.
And it's like, we either sit there and take it or we don't get to hear what you have to say. Yeah, like, there's no other option.
That's why I like it. I'm just topping all
they
day.
They need a transcribe button.
For you guys, Apple. For the people. Yeah, Apple, get on it. Because we have Apple. The power. Oh, man. What do you guys have going on? You obviously know I'm just running around sending audio notes. That's all I do.
I got my license suspended in the state of Georgia.
What the fuck did you
Wait,
do,
what?
Son?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do I have to call a lawyer? Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me get my phone. Hey, Rebecca, can you make a note for me to call a lawyer? Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Who's Rebecca? Come on.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know who Rebecca is.
I got a letter. I was like speeding through Georgia because I was driving to Florida and I'd been on the road for like 6 hours. I just wasn't paying attention. I'm just young and rambunctious. I'm the child in the family. I was just driving so fucking fast. And yeah, I got pulled over. The thing was, I saw the cop.
Was
and
a girl
I was
in
like,
the car?
My sister.
Okay, that's not what I meant at all. I was going to make like a you show it off type of joke, but now we're in a different place.
Well, I was on my way to a girl.
Now we're on Pornhub, but
this
go
is
ahead.
What I, this is what I was going to say. I was like, where were you driving, Mac? Where were you driving to?
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was.
I was going,
everyone going
a
to like
over.
Everyone going to look up now like where Mac was going from Florida.
I'm they listening. My plug just fell out.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Sorry. Sorry, honey. Sorry, Mac. I'm listening. My plug just fell out. Just gotta bend over. Give me a second, guys. But I can hear you.
I got back and I like paid the ticket because I was like, whatever. Yeah, I deserved that. I was going way too fast. Mm-hmm. And fast I thought going? It was done. Should I say that?
How fast were you going?
We are allegedly, not condoning. Allegedly, how fast you were going for this podcast, which is entertainment, freedom of speech.
Mean allegedly, she literally just. We don't have to say allegedly.
We do. We have to say right allegedly. There. This. You are in Canada. You are free. My people, we have to look out for the law, okay?
We're fighting for it right now.
Honestly, Elena, please marry me because I got to get the fuck out of here.
We tried this, Ashley. We tried this. It ended messy. No, but we don't have to say allegedly. It's like, we don't condone, like, do not try this at home.
I don't condone speeding.
I definitely don't. I drive, like, I always do the speed limit. If I go over, it's only by 5 or 10 miles per hour. It depends where I am.
Yeah.
But
Allegedly.
But second of all, we do have to say allegedly, just in case someone wants to use this as evidence for something. And I would like to point out this is entertainment. So all of it could be fake. We don't fucking know.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. In that case, I might have been speeding. I don't even know. Like, I probably wasn't even going that fast.
But if you were going that fast, how fast would it have been?
Yeah, like,
allegedly, I was maybe going, what they told me I was going was like 93.
That's a little fast.
In a what? In a what?
In a 75. I've been on the road for, allegedly, like, I don't think I was probably actually, my car's older, so you know the speedometer is never right.
Yes, probably was broken.
Yeah. I don't think I was probably going that fast, but that's what they told me. Right. And they told me that I can't drive there anymore, even though
so
I can't.
So what is that in kilometers?
Damn, they really...
Yeah, they said you can't drive, like, you're done.
That's
it. And
wild.
I have a completely clean record. Like,
can somebody translate 93 alleged miles per hour into
listener,
kilometers?
Let's write in.
Let's
We've
not.
Got the brother sisters. What do we call? No, that's what James Charles does. What are we calling our listeners?
Well, little we can get there. We don't have to figure that out right this second. Let's have that come organically.
Listener,
yeah,
write in.
It out.
What is 93 miles per hour in kilometers? Because we're not Googling it.
Oh, we're not.
I have the ticket right behind me. I could probably just look, but
does it
but
say
it wouldn't tell you in kilometers?
Kilometers?
Why would it tell you?
Perhaps,
in that?
Perhaps it would.
I actually think the U.S. weirdly writing kilometers on the piece of paper as a weird form of government waste is exactly what the U.S. would do. Now I sound like a libertarian. I don't even mean it like that.
I was thinking like in terms of inclusivity. I was like, I don't think that's their main goal.
No.
Yeah, I can barely even see this.
Fight it.
I feel like dead
Fight
right
it.
Now. I can't. The speed's not on here, you guys. I'm sorry. I was going fast. Allegedly.
If they didn't
allegedly.
Write it on a ticket, they don't have any evidence.
I already paid it, so it doesn't even matter.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Never admit
allegedly
guilt.
Allegedly, I paid it.
But yeah, let's talk about that. Elena, I think you're really the great connector here in this.
So should we talk about, oh my God, should we just like tell the stories of how we met?
Yeah. And then let's move into question time after that. Let's talk a little bit about this origin story.
All right.
And okay. Then we'll do our questions.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes.
Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast on the go, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. I'm a horrible cook to begin with, so making something healthy and delicious fast, that's what I absolutely love about Factor.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring.
They also have gourmet meals that feature premium ingredients. My personal favorites? Broccolini and asparagus. But overall, Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. You can simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
We're celebrating Earth Day all month long, so look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 and use code chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code chosenfamily50 at factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. If you had unlimited time, how would you use it? If you're looking to find what's important to you, what you want to be a priority in your life, therapy can help. Through therapy, you can find out what matters to you so you can do more of it. For me, when it comes to saving time, doing things from the comfort of my own home has been king. Doing therapy online saves me a long drive to an office, it allows me to feel comfortable in a familiar space, and it just feels better. I love online therapy with BetterHelp because it's more accessible to me than traditional therapy in person. And I can use the time that I save for other things that make me feel good, like rock climbing or going to the beach or going for a walk or just spending time with loved ones. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/chosenfamily today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/chosenfamily.
Well, so first of all, hi, everybody who's listening. Thank you for being here for the first episode of Chosen Family. I know we're really excited. Some of us already have podcasts and some of us don't. So.
Some of us have award-winning podcasts.
Some... Okay, you can't be both, Ashley. You can't be both.
Some of the best podcasts in the world.
You either have nobody here because nobody knows you, or you have an award-winning, top chart-topping podcast.
Elena, I can't be in the media, in the middle.
No,
I have to be in an extreme at all times.
We love that about you.
Thank
we
you.
We love that about you, sweetheart. Okay, so basically, I what?
What? No, nothing. I didn't enjoy that at all.
Oh my god!
I thought it was cute. It kind of like. It made my, like, gay spidey sense tingle, you know?
I'm something tingling. All right.
Guys, this is so bad. Especially when you remember that people are also shipping me and Elena.
Yeah, like a
it's
lot.
Weird. The whole thing's like incestuous and bizarre and like, wonderful. Yeah.
And now, Mac, it's bleeding over into my DMs now. I was not getting DMs like that. And now I don't know if
where
it's your video.
Where are my fucking DMs?
Actually, he's left out of the mother-son ship.
I am.
Okay, so basically,
I'm the dad at work.
I'm starting like from. I'm gonna go early. I'm gonna start from the beginning.
Okay.
Short little bit about me. For any of you who aren't familiar, hello, my name's Elena Joy. I only came out like 2 and a bit years ago. I was in a long-term relationship with a man. I was engaged. And it was, I can't remember if it was like during that time or at or right after or when, but at some point, Ashley, I found your award-winning, chart-topping, listened to by millions podcast.
I don't know if it's millions at this. Well, maybe. Well, I don't know.
Actually,
choose
pick
a side.
Oh, never. I don't know.
I will never.
Oh gosh, I have no idea, guys. Golly. So, I found Ashley's podcast and immediately huge fan. Like, loved listening to you talk about queer sex and relationships in such an open way. Hadn't heard anything like it before. I was enthralled. Fast forward a few months. I'm gay now. And making YouTube videos about it. And I get a DM on Instagram from none other than Ashley Gavin.
When I saw you were following me, I lost my mind.
And I lost my mind when I saw you in my DMs asking if I wanted to come on your podcast. Oh. And I saw the message immediately and made a point to wait 24 hours minimum before responding because I was like, Elena,
don't play games. Honest, can I just take
I played games.
Don't play games. I never play games. If I want to do something with somebody, I text back immediately. If I'm not texting back, it's not because I'm playing it cool. It's just that I'm busy. Like, don't play games.
I was playing games. I was playing it cool.
I do hate your generation.
Ashley, look at us now.
Yeah.
It worked.
It did.
Okay. Games work, kids. Play them.
I would have said yes either way. What would have happened? You write me back immediately. I'm like, this bitch is too eager. I don't want her on my podcast. Like, why would I ever say that?
No, it's not. It's not about that. It's about putting a power dynamic in place, like, immediately.
Okay. Hot.
Wow.
Second of all.
Okay.
How did you hear about the podcast, Elena? I don't even know that.
Oh, God. I don't even remember. This podcast is not about your podcast.
Right. My bad.
Ashley.
Your award-winning
chart-topping.
Chart-topping.
Chart-topping and girl-topping podcast.
Oh, my God.
I'm really sorry. Alex, cut that, but don't actually cut that.
I came on your podcast. I had a blast. I feel like we hit it off. And a friendship began. I guess that's my side with Ashley. And then my side with Mac is, someone want to take it over? And then
I introduced you two. I found Mac.
Well,
yeah, you did.
So how did you and Mac meet?
I don't know.
Ashley slid into my DMs.
I was at a health food store. Both of you guys, I just read my listener requests.
Wait, both of us? So both me and Mac remember the moment when you slid into our DMs.
Oh,
I also
fuck
remember
yeah.
where I was.
Fuck yeah, I do. Oh my God, I lost my shit. But I showed my sister immediately. I think I like jumped up and down maybe. Because it was
really?
Like a moment where I was like, well, yeah. Because like, think about the shit that I do on TikTok and stuff. It's very, there's so many queer people on TikTok. And I was like, oh, this is like a cool real life thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like it felt like It felt like a real life thing as opposed to just being like, this is a thirst trap that I'm going to post. So I was like, that's Ashley Gavin.
I think that's why sometimes influencers and YouTubers that are too big to be working with me, they work with me because they think that because I do IRL, like I have an IRL talent with comedy. Not that your guys isn't IRL talent. It's like extreme talent. What you guys do, I could never do. That's why I'm like, why would these people ever want to work with me? Like they have so much going on. But I think you guys almost think the same thing where it's like if someone from this totally different field, we have respect for the things that we can't do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I don't think that's what Mac's saying. I think this is, correct me if I'm wrong. I think that I think what our son is trying to communicate to us, darling.
Yes.
Is.
Thank you, Mama.
I'm listening.
Is that going from something like TikTok thirst traps that can be perceived as maybe not adding much to the conversation or adding much to the digital space to going on a podcast that's having very real, honest conversations is maybe making more of a, like, feels like it's making more of a difference. I think that's
what I'm 100%. Hearing Mac like, yes, say. Exactly. Like, that's, she put into words. She always does this, too.
She's
like,
great
puts
at it.
Things into words that I
she's
can't.
She's a woman, but like, and I don't understand it.
Right. No, it was so cool, because exactly, it felt like it was something that would bring value.
Yeah.
Not that all the TikTok lesbians aren't, you know, bringing value in their own way, whatever, but I've always wanted to do something more, like, and the YouTube platform feels like it does that too, because it's like these in-depth conversations that you can't just, like, you can't do that stuff on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And so it was an opportunity to do something that I felt like had more value and was like more real and relatable to people.
Mm-hmm. Well, from my perspective, I thought you two were way too big to work with me. I was like, I don't know why these guys would ever want to do my podcast. Like, you guys, you're following.
It's a genuinely great podcast. It's
thank you.
Following whatever. It's like, it's a genuinely good show.
Thank you.
So I was excited to be on it.
Well, thank you both for doing it. And then I think I connected you, Elena, with Mac. And then it just became clear that we needed to.
Right. But I had a previous, very brief interaction with Mac that luckily she doesn't remember because she probably never saw it. Thank God.
Oh, Elena, are you sure you want to talk about this?
I need to hear it.
The ship. The people that ship us, this is not good.
Okay, so long story short, I was creating some content, I was doing a Twitch stream, and I was with my best friend, and we got dared, or she got dared, I guess I got dared, to let her DM somebody from my account.
Oh.
And she went and found Mac, because Mac is one of her favorite TikTokers. But basically, she loves Mac, and so she DM'd Mac, like sliding into Mac's DMs, and then I was mortified and deleted it immediately the next morning, so I don't think she ever saw it, which is thank God, because then I DM'd her later being like, hey, would you come on my YouTube channel? And here we are.
I really wish I had seen it, like, just to know.
Would you have responded?
Oh, fuck
actually,
yeah.
Don't answer that.
No, I would have. I definitely would have. I probably would have thought it was really cool, but I probably would have responded because you have the blue Instagram check mark, and like,
honestly,
I would have been like, damn,
a value
that's
I instilled
like,
in you.
I mean, when you see the icon, oh my God.
You got that from your father.
Martin Scorsese's daughter DM'd me.
What
two days
the
ago.
Fuck, dude? Is she gay?
Dude, I'm serious.
Is she gay?
She's gotta be gay. I don't know. She didn't
she's
have
queer.
A rainbow in her bio, so it's hard to tell.
Why would she DM you if she's not gay?
Can she do my podcast? Can Martin Scorsese do my podcast? Can you... Wait, our podcast. Let's get Martin Scorsese on this podcast. That would be the weirdest addition
probably,
at this family
like,
dinner table.
Refer to her as her name and not... Like, I didn't know what to say. I was like, your dad's cool. Like...
Baby Scorsese, obviously.
Francesca Scorsese.
Francesca Scorsese.
Guys.
Well...
The weird fucking moment.
What'd she say?
She said that... So she said, hi... She wanted to send me good vibes, and she loves my videos.
She gay. All right.
She gay.
So
gay.
The vibe. The word vibe is so gay.
Yes. Yes. Vibes are gay.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
I absolutely love Babbel because of their short conversation-based lessons. It's really easy to take them out into the real world and use them immediately and solidify that knowledge.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really even help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chosen. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chosen, spelled babbel.com/chosen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
I think we should get into a question, because half of this podcast is going to be you guys writing in to be a part of the family dinner table.
Yeah.
Be a part of our chosen family, and we're going to give you advice from each of our unique point of views.
This is yours. You're such a pro, Ashley.
Yeah. I'm timekeeping. I'm hosting.
I'm just like having so much fun. I'm just like, let's just keep chatting. Yeah, but right. I guess we have to answer.
Look, if we start a Patreon, this chatting is going to be very important. But I think right now, for the first couple episodes, we should.
You think?
We should figure out how to stay on task.
We should stay on task. Okay.
Oh, what the fuck, Elena? Okay.
What?
What do I do?
Beep,
bop, a doop. Mac. Let's go. You were looking through yours before, right? So let's go from one of your followers on Instagram. And if you would like to contribute and write in a question, you can do that on our stories. We'll post stories. Right now, that's how we're doing it. If we do it some other way, we'll let you know. But right now, look at our stories. Keep an eye on us. Turn on the notifications, because you never know when a chosen family write-in is going to drop.
I think you can go into Instagram and you can tell Instagram which accounts are your favorite to be sure that you're always served that content.
Oh, I fucking love that.
Yeah, so go into our Instagrams and make sure that we're listed there.
Mac, did you get any questions that popped out to you?
I did. I mean, oh my God, I got so many questions. This one, Ashley's definitely gonna like take the reins on this question. How do you...
Oh my God.
We're a family. We're a gay family. And nothing says starting. Family more than sitting around the dinner table and talking about ass. What's for dinner tonight, honey? Your ass. And let me show you how to eat it.
This is
honestly
the gay agenda.
This is what Republicans think gay families do. Sit down, son. Time to learn to pass the salt, please.
Oh my God.
Pass the ass, please. For any kind of out of the box, no pun intended, sex act.
This feels like birds and bees. I feel like I'm getting the sex talk.
Mac, why don't we pick a different question?
I'm looking.
Okay,
this
Mac
is a good
gets
question.
To choose another question? You're not revoking Mac's question?
I'm not.
Ashley believes in positive reinforcement parenting, not negative.
That's why I'm going to eat your ass right now. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Oh. Oh. Mac, you have got to laugh out loud, because the listeners at home that can't see you are going to be like, is Ashley sexually harassing this girl? You have to laugh out loud into the microphone.
It's just like dead silent.
Mac is laughing, everybody.
Okay, I did find a good question that's not about...
Great.
Well, it could be, but it's not inherently about yourself. Do you think masked lesbians struggle with toxic masculinity / expressing femininity more than straight men?
Oh.
I have so many thoughts about that. That is such a listener. Great question.
That's
really
a really
good
great
question.
Lillian Bluestein. That's a really good question.
I'm going to go out and say yes.
I'm gonna double that and say yes as well. Wait, well, I don't necessarily think more than.
I think it depends on the man and it depends on the masked lesbian, obviously.
Yeah.
But I do think that when you are trying to figure out your gender expression, your sexuality expression, there might be a tendency to overcompensate. I've seen a lot. And you see it on the cis male side. You see men that sometimes are not traditionally seen as masculine trying to hype up their own masculinity because the patriarchy and society wants them to be as masculine as possible. They don't feel masculine, so they hype it up. And I think the same thing can happen to a queer person that wants to express their masculinity. Mm-hmm. And sometimes our understanding of masculinity is toxic. Yeah. And therefore, we kind of performatively demonstrate those things. And then we also have self-loathing.
They're overcompensating.
Yes, totally. Yeah. And then on the flip side, we also have self-loathing towards the feminine because we want to be seen as mask. And then I struggle a lot with my femininity. And I like having it. So it's something that I deal with all the time. I don't know. What about you, Elena? What do you think? You're probably a little more femme than I am.
Well, and that's where I'm like, I'm not sure I'm the best person to answer the question because I wouldn't say I am a mask lesbian. I know right after I came out, I definitely swung kind of more masculine, but that was, I think that wasn't, maybe this is, I mean, an issue in itself, but that was in like me putting forward an effort to be seen as gay, right? So I was like, how can I dress gay? I want to look gay. I want to flag that I'm gay. I want people to know. Whereas now I found kind of comfort within my own sexuality. Like I have validated my own sexuality. So I don't feel as afraid of my femininity. But for me, that only lasted like, you know, it lasted maybe a couple of years. And I honestly don't feel a lot of stress around it anymore. So I don't know that I'm the best person to speak to it.
No, I think that's great.
Sense. I love my femininity. Like, you know, I feel a lot of comfort in it, and I think it's
mine scares me, but it also scares me if I'm feeling too mask. I get freaked out on either side. I have to hit this very thin little line between the two that makes me feel comfy.
So what's scary? Like, what's the thing that scares you?
That I feel dysphoric.
Okay.
What's dysphoric?
Dysphoric meaning like it doesn't feel like my gender is right.
Oh, okay.
I was gonna say
it's a gender thing, not a.
But it's also a sexual thing because in bed, if I'm feeling like particularly femme or vulnerable, that can feel scary to me too.
Right, but that it ties into your gender identity.
Definitely.
Not necessarily into your.
And I would definitely say like
orientation.
I think of myself as a woman, you know, gender is not real, blah, blah, blah. I agree with that. But I think of myself as a woman. I wouldn't want any changes to my body. I don't feel body dysphoria. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like I love a certain mix of femininity and masculinity. Mm-hmm. And when I'm not hitting that, I feel yucky. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
What about you, Mac?
No, can we stay on you for one second longer?
No, this
I have
is really
further
interesting.
Questions.
I'm being incredibly vulnerable.
Because, yeah, no, you are. And I appreciate it. I'm sure the listeners appreciate it.
I hope you can appreciate it.
It's like, it sounds like what you're saying isn't, I'm losing my train of thought here. Like, you're almost minimizing that experience in saying like, no, it's not, gender doesn't exist. And it's about, if I'm not hitting this thing, I just feel yucky. And I don't want changes to my body, so it's, like, not a big deal. When it's, like, not all... I'm not... I feel like you're... This is, like... You're saying a lot of, like, non-binary kind of trans...
No, I don't feel that way, though. Because whenever I think about they-them pronouns, dressing more androgynous, going more masculine, that gives me anxiety and dysphoria.
Right,
and I do feel, this is crazy, we're moving away from the topic of masculinity, but I do feel pressure from, frankly, Gen Z. They make a lot of jokes. They use they, them pronouns for me all the time. I know they're trying to be polite and stuff like that. My pronouns are she, her. But I do feel this weird pressure. Like sometimes they make jokes like, oh, if you were Gen Z, you'd be
non-binary, you wouldn't be a lesbian. And it's like, nope, I don't feel that way.
I think what I'm saying is that I don't want you to minimize the feeling of dysphoria just because you don't identify with non-binary pronouns, because that, you don't identify with wanting
that
to
makes sense.
With body dysphoria.
That like, feels appropriate. Right. There is definitely society pressures us to have certain visions of masculinity or presentations of masculinity mm-hmm. and femininity, and I don't feel like I fit either one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to that the pressure of finding that perfect balance exists, and I think that's the dysphoria, right?
Yeah.
Well, so is the dysphoria because you don't feel like yourself, or is the dysphoria because of the way that society is, you think you're supposed to look?
I don't feel myself.
Right. Like, so that's where I'm saying that, like, it's a different, this is, I mean, splitting hairs, right? But my experience, if I dress more feminine, more masculine, whatever, if I don't hit that point where I feel comfy, it's not like I don't have icky feelings. I just feel like, oh, I don't like my outfit, or oh, I feel a little bit silly, or oh, I feel like I'm playing dress up a little bit. But there isn't, I don't have that yucky feeling coming from my gender expression.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So that's.
That's so interesting.
Right. That's yeah. what I'm trying to kind of get you to, I want to hear more about from
well,
you.
Well, also going back to the question with the toxic masculinity, if I go too far to the mask side of things, makes me feel yucky too. And that toxic masculinity makes me feel yucky, mm-hmm. like in a gendered way. It's very interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah. But that, I mean, I haven't fully explored it. Like I can't fully articulate it, but I know that I love who I am
mm-hmm.
and I don't like the pressure to fem it up or mask it up. I like mm-hmm. living
okay,
in my little
yeah.
place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mac, any thoughts on the toxic masculinity stuff?
She's like, God, let's stop
I'm just
talking
sitting
about
here
me.
Like,
I just want to make sure, well, maybe listener, write in. Did you like this divergent moment?
I don't think, what do you mean? Do they like, this is
yeah,
like,
we can do
this
whatever
is what
we
they're
want.
Here for,
yeah,
Ashley.
You're right.
They're
I'm
here.
Sorry. I'm dadding it. I'm this like, the is, rules.
Yeah.
The rules. No, the paper think... says that we have to roll two dice, and if we hit sixes, then we skip a turn. That's what the rules say.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show
yeah.
is absolutely yeah. incredible.
Or anime. Yeah. And under this sure. mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Okay, Mac, what about... Do you have any thoughts on everything Ashley just said? How about that?
Wow. I mean, honestly, I'm still trying to catch up a little bit. Like, I feel like I've thought about this much less than you guys have, but I'm still... I almost feel like I'm behind in kind of figuring that stuff out because I'm still... in the journey of figuring out where exactly my expression lies, mm-hmm. I think I experienced toxic masculinity, probably not too intensely, but I know my ex-girlfriend had complaints about, I also have no issues with talking about like issues that my ex-girlfriend had with me because I think, you know, it's good to acknowledge them and like grow and learn.
Yeah.
But she had complaints about.
I never liked her.
Thanks, Dad. Like me making her feel small by trying to do too much. So like not letting her hold the door for me, doing masculine things that I felt like I was supposed to do, because I was like, this is my role. Like, this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to do this and you're supposed to do that. And that's how we work. And so, especially after we broke up, I kind of learned more about that. And I was like, okay, I understand how that could be seen as toxic masculinity, and kind of flip my perspective on, like, women are so capable. So why, like, she is perfectly capable of doing these things on her own. And in my brain, it was
for you. Like, maybe she also wants to take care of you in that way.
Right. Yeah. 100%.
I fuck with a girl getting me flowers. Like, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's so, I love a toppy femme. Oh my God.
Yes. 100%. I love getting flowers now. It's like one of my favorite things ever. But that was me coming to terms with little pieces of femininity. I wouldn't call myself femme at all, but it felt safe to be super hyper mask, because it was like, if I make myself so masculine that I'm not appealing to the male gaze, then I'm safe from men. Does that make sense?
Oh, I never even thought about it from that perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, even now, this is something that I still do. If I, even if it's for a bit or something, or if I'm, I don't know, I guess it would only be for a bit. If I'm playing femme, I would be hyper, hyper femme, like drag queen femme. Have you ever noticed how lesbians, mask lesbians, when they act feminine, it's almost satirical? It's almost mockery.
You mean every time I imitate a woman on stage?
Yep. That would be a dad. Yeah, like that. I mean, and I see it on TikTok all the time, but the only time you feel safe is... The only time you feel safe from the mask or the male gaze is when you are hyper, hyper masculine, or you're so satirically feminine in the same way that a man mocking a woman would be.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've definitely dealt with it in that way, but I feel higher than that now. I feel like I've worked through a lot of it, and
you've evolved.
The more I learn, and it's so freeing to get over that too. Like, I don't really worry about the male gaze as much anymore, because I'm just like, I don't fucking care. Like, I'm valid in myself. I know my queerness. I've validated my queerness within myself. And if a man sees me and like is attracted to me or whatever, because he thinks I'm a twink, maybe. I'm like, totally, I don't care. Like, that's his own thing. It's not mine. Dude, I get mistaken for a twink all the time.
You're my little twink.
I see it.
It's interesting, because I think when people know me in real life, and you guys really, I don't think you guys even know this part of me, but like, if you like go to dinner with me, I am a much more femme version than I am on podcasts and on stage, because it's just different. I don't feel that I'm not doing any performance. It's not part of the character.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm very comfortable in that human being. It's not like so different than who I am right now, but like, people have pointed it out that I seem a little softer IRL. Mm-hmm.
You know? I believe that. Yeah. Oh, I believe that 100%.
Because you're not you're not like having to fucking do a job. You know what I mean? Which somehow feels like I have to be masculine for that. That's toxic, what I just said. You know how men do jobs? Yeah, it's so hard to separate these things from one another.
Yeah. That's interesting. I just got into like a discussion with, can I say girlfriend? Whatever, fuck it. I got into a discussion with my girlfriend about this.
Hell yeah!
You heard it here first!
You heard it here! Breaking news!
I'm so proud of you. I love your girlfriend.
She is an incredible
woman.
This one,
the last one. Not so much.
This fucking bitch.
Actually.
What?
You guys are the worst.
It's just me just like kicking you under the table every time you say something.
She was talking to me about, she was like, you know, I've honestly noticed hanging out with you, you are much more femme than I am. And we were talking about it, and I was like, no. Like, at first when she said it, I was like, what are you talking about, babe? Like, every picture with us, like, I'm behind you, I have my arms around your waist, like, you have your hands on my chest. Like, it's not. And she was like, no, but stop thinking about how you look. Yeah.
Yes.
Stop thinking about how you look and think about the way you act. Like, you're very empathetic with me. You're very caring. You like
nurturing,
sensitive, nurturing. Yeah. She was like, all these characteristics that would be typically feminine, but you're disregarding them because you look mask. And I was like, shit.
And why can't, like, if you saw a photo of a straight couple and the girl came up behind her boyfriend and wrapped her arms around him, you would never, ever think to call that woman mask. You'd be like, look at that girl hugging her boyfriend.
You'd be like, yeah, you would think it was like a cute, jokey type thing.
Or just or a, yeah. I thought of a segment to close out.
Okay.
And I have the answer in my head.
Oh, God.
Listener, write in. But us as well, based on the conversation we had tonight, what did this family just eat for dinner?
That's oh, that's so good. We definitely ate ass for dinner.
We had to have eaten tonight.
Stop it. You know what though? We should title each episode "What We Had for Dinner."
Yes,
chosen family spaghetti
we
night.
We can also
Taco
add in a topic.
Tuesday.
Is it Taco Tuesday?
Oh my God. Today,
I don't know. Today felt like wholesome. Like it felt
something warm.
A beef stew.
Chicken pot pie.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Chicken pot pie?
Vegan chicken pot pie.
Vegan
oh,
chicken
yeah,
pot pie.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely vegan.
Well, I'm cooking.
Discuss I'm amongst cooking, yourselves.
So. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Go follow us at AshGavs, at Mac and Jemmy, at Miss Fender.
Yeah, Miss Fender with two R's. It's my old username. I can't change it. So here we are.
Damn.
She's stuck. That's for your questions. And please subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends. Mm-hmm. Word of mouth is number one way that podcasts get spread around. Comment for the algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
What am
and
I missing, guys?
This is our
guys?
First episode.
First episode
we're missing
ever.
This is our first episode.
And I thought it was so good.
If you want to see us keep doing this, if you think that it's fun, if you think... If you're excited like we are, this is the one time like I'm really gonna say, please share it. Please do the engagement things because this is brand new. We need it.
Yeah.
It helps a lot.
Yeah.
All right.
Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injamin. Edited by Danny Jewell. Executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm. Forever
Dog! The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.